This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3552 for Tuesday the 15th of March 2022. Today's show is entitled, Unboxing a Pine Time Development Kit. It is hosted by Rope N, and is about 28 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Rope N talks about his new Pine Time smartwatch development kit.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I will be unboxing, or unbagging as the case may be, my new Pine Time development kit that arrived today, February 9th. I ordered it on January 24th, so overall not too bad a shipping time since it was coming from China, and given supply chain issues and everything, pretty happy with the timing on it. It was kind of weird because I just checked like the day before last and on the tracking, and it still seemed like it was in China, and then all of a sudden it showed up. So maybe the tracking wasn't so good, but everything else so far is good. But I guess that's what we'll really find out here in a minute as I open up. It came in just one of those sort of yellowish, you know, packing bags that everything comes in these days with a yes, came first class USPS. So I'm just going to take some scissors and carefully, maybe not even scissors, that looks like I can just tear open that. There we go. So it is like a padded bag with air pockets, like little poppy things. And it's just a brown box. I ordered the Pine Time dev kit, and then I ordered the Pogo Stick adapter, which just makes it easier to attach your serial debugging cable to the development board. The development kit itself comes with a fully assembled watch, and then it comes with one like disassembled so that you can develop for it. Taking some pictures here that I'll include with the show notes. So let's see. The box, after you open, comes in a brown box. You open that up, it's another box. On the front, you can see the two watch faces. It's just, you know, your standard black front with, I think, a black band. Nothing too flashy for this particular model. It will be interesting to see if maybe I can develop a nicer band or something for it. My girlfriend asked me what came in the mail for me, and I was like, oh, I ordered a smartwatch. Not really saying at the time. But it's like a development. So when she saw it, she sort of smiled and shook her head. She did say, you should let your girlfriend know about these things because they might have been purchasing you a smartwatch, given that I guess Valentine's Day was coming up. But anyway, as you open the box up, you take the two the fully assembled watch and the development watch face off. Inside the box, there are two sort of pamphlets. One's a quick start guide, and the other is sort of like a Dear Pine Time timer message, I guess, to you. Also inside the box are serial connection pins. So this is what you get. I bought the Pogo Stick to sort of help augment this serial cable. Although the Pogo Stick does come with, like, it looks like the exact same connectors, more or less. But either way, now I should be able to plug into. So basically, the developer watch, the back is not connected to it. I mean, you can press it together and it'll click in place, but right now it's in two pieces. So you can, like, see the back and the connectors it has for, like, the charger and I guess
the, I'm not sure what else the other connectors for. I guess it's the charger, pretty much. And then you can also see then the back of the development board, and I can see the where you can plug in the serial connectors into it. So let's see, I will read the pamphlet that you get. It's, "Dear Pine Timer, congratulations on your new Pine Time. Your Pine Time is pre-programmed with an open source firmware called InfiniTime. Out of the box, without being paired with a smartphone or a computer, the firmware provides the following functionality: 2 different watch faces, a stopwatch, step counting and heart rate monitoring, as well as a handful of games. More functionality becomes available once you pair your smartwatch via BLE, Bluetooth Low Energy, to a smartphone or a computer. An InfiniTime compatible companion application will allow you to synchronize time, use turn-by-turn navigation, and control music playback on your Android or Linux smartphone. Current supported companion applications: Gadget Bridge, this runs on Android, Amazfish, which is for the Linux desktop and mobile, Siglo, which is also Linux desktop and mobile, and NFR Connect, it's on Android and iOS. InfiniTime is actively developed by a community of developers and end users, and is more than likely that a new version of the firmware will be available by the time you receive your device. We highly recommend that you update the firmware to the latest stable version. The installation of a new version of the firmware is done by applying an OTA, over-the-air update, using one of the aforementioned companion applications. You can check the version by swiping the display on the right, followed by tapping on the gear icon on the bottom right, and then, in the list, swiping down and tapping on About. Be sure to update the latest version of InfiniTime, upgrade the bootloader, and install the recovery firmware in this specific order. The new bootloader provides more functionality and is more stable, and InfiniTime 1.0 Plus provides more functionality than earlier versions. If the PineTime displays a digital watch face with a red-colored heart indicator and a blue-colored step indicator, then you are running InfiniTime 1.0 or newer. A monochrome watch face indicates an older firmware version. Please reference our wiki for more information about the firmware updates procedures, https://wiki.pine64.org/wiki/upgrade_pinetime2InfiniTime 1.0. Newest InfiniTime firmware can be downloaded from http://github.com/jf002/infinitime/releases. Enjoy your Pine Time, Pine Time developers and community. The second foldout that came in the box is the user manual quick start guide that comes in English, French, German, and Spanish. So let me read this to you. Let's see. So number one, package contents, user manual, Pine Time charging cradle. Ah, that is one thing I forgot to mention before. I think it did come with 2 charging cradles, one for the fully assembled watch and one for the development watch. Number two, cautions. Before using the device, please read the manual carefully. I have to admit, this is not in chronological order, so I didn't really read this whole manual, which will probably set up some of the hilarity that ensued later on. And also, this manual has very tiny print. I have gone through 2 different pairs of glasses trying to find something that will let me clearly read it. But anyway, number two, cautions. Before using the device, please read the manual carefully. Notes for safe operation. The Pine Time should be charged using a 5-watt, 1-amp, 5-volt power adapter. Charging at higher voltage may result in damage. Charge the Pine Time only using the included cradle. The device should never be operated with external temperatures lower than negative 20 degrees Celsius or higher than 40 degrees Celsius. I'm hoping I'm not operating outside of those ranges either. Do not dissemble the pine thyme. It is sealed using a compound to keep it water resistant. Do not puncture, disassemble, strike, or squeeze the battery. Old batteries need to be disposed of in accordance with local regulations. See section 2.1. Comply with local regulations pertaining to using mobile devices. This extends to and includes use of the device in public spaces when operating motor vehicles and heavy machinery. 2.1, recycling of components and batteries. Recycling the pine thyme or its components should be done according to local regulations. This may require you to dispose of the watch or its parts at a local recycling center or at a designated container. Please consult local regulations for details. Batteries should never, under any circumstance, be disposed of with general household waste. The end user is legally obligated to return used batteries. Batteries can be returned to us by, or let's see, sorry. Batteries can be returned to us to be disposed of. The batteries are to be returned to the sender. For more information, contact us at info@pine64.org. Oh, that's a nice feature. Getting started. Peel the protective film from the face and back of the pine thyme. Place it in its charging cradle so that the charger port on the back of the device and the corresponding pins on the cradle line up. The watch should firmly snap into place using magnets embedded in the cradle. Connect the USB cord into a socket delivering 5 watt, 1.1 amp, 5 volt. A USB 3.0 port on a laptop is an ideal source of power for the pine thyme. The pine thyme should boot instantly and display charging status. The watch can be manually power cycled by holding down the power button. Remove the pine thyme when fully charged. So this does work very nicely. I've tested it out. I did charge both the fully assembled watch and the development watch. The magnet is very snug. As a matter of fact, when you you put the back piece of the development watch in there, it's a bit tricky to get it out because it doesn't have a lot of gripping area. The other issue with the development watch, because it's in two pieces, you sort of have to push them together to get the charging to occur. I ended up getting a rubber band, or gum band as I say locally, which caused some initial confusion in my household when I said gum band for the first time, but to hold it, to press the watch together enough to get it to charge. I've also seen online people using, I think, twist ties or other ways. So it is a little tricky to get the development to charge and keep charging, but it's not too bad. I mean, there should be something in your house to make it easy to hold the two pieces together while it's charging. So, remove the pine thyme when fully charged. Your pine thyme is programmed with an open firmware called InfiniTime. It provides the functionalities of your new smartwatch, watch faces, stopwatch, and step counting rate monitoring. This is similar to what I read before in the other introduction. Yes, this is basically that same stuff talking about where you can upgrade the firmware and stuff. And then the next part is pairing with an Android or Linux IO device. It pretty much goes over what I talked about before. Yep, that's pretty much the same verbiage. Updating the firmware. And Bluetooth LE over here. Yes, it tells you how to do that and where to go. 4, hardware. Detailed specifications, including schematics, can be found on our wiki, and it gives you a location, https://wiki.pine64.org/wiki pine time hash, data sheets, and schematics. Let's see, the dimensions, 37.5 by 40 by 11 millimeters, weight 38 grams, IP rating, IP67, waterproof to 1 meter, display, size 1.3 inches, 33 millimeters diagonal, type, IPS capacitive touchscreen, RGB 65K colors, display controller, ST7789, resolution, 240 by 240 pixels, system on a chip, Nordic semiconductor NRF52832, flash, 512 kilobytes with an additional 4 meg SPI NOR, N-O-R. RAM, 64 kilobytes, Bluetooth 5.0, including Bluetooth Low Energy, sensors, accelerometer, heart rate sensor, feedback, vibration motor, battery, 170 to 180 milliamp hour, 3.8 volt LiPo battery. Five, regulatory compliance, the Pine Time is CE and FCC certified. Documentation and contact information. Detailed hardware and software documentation can be found, can be located on our wiki. It gives location of the wiki. So that is pretty much that. He said I have charged them up, and I went through the process of pairing them. So I have an Android Samsung S9 Android phone. So I downloaded. Let me see. It was the first one that I read off. Where did that go? Oh, the Gadget Bridge. And it's fairly self-explanatory. You can see in your standard Bluetooth, on your phone and your standard Bluetooth sort of connection things. If you look, you will see InfiniTime as the device. And I saw one of those InfiniTimes when I first was loading up, and I thought it was because I was trying to connect the fully together wearable watch to the phone first. And so I installed the Gadget Bridge. I could see InfiniTime. I went and opened Gadget Bridge. And then there's the default, when there's nothing there, there's an add device, and you just hit the little plus button. It'll give you a list. You hit connect and it connects. And so I saw this thing. It said InfiniTime. I connected. I thought it was my my fully together watch. And so then I go through the process of downloading the latest firmware. And for these, the ones I got, it was late. I have the 1.0 version on my thing, so I could do over the air, which was nice. I didn't have to learn how to connect. And actually, I don't know with the fully together how you would. I guess you could always do over the air. I'm not sure how you would do it. But anyway, I didn't have to do a serial connection or anything. So I went through the process, and with Gadget Bridge, you basically say, there's a separate section where it says, upload, and it says it's finding it and uploading it. And then your watch is supposed to reboot, and then you'll see the connection. And I was like, weird, this, the gadget said that it's rebooted and it's at the new version, which is, I think, 1.8 when I was doing this. And I guess I could check my watch real quick to see, but my watch, it didn't automatically reboot. And when I kept checking, there's you go to the settings and then you go to about, it kept saying 1.0. And I was just this is very confusing. I don't get it. I even maybe I didn't reboot the watch. I don't remember. It's been a couple days now since I've done this. I had a recording issue, so these sections, if they sound a little different, it's because I'm recording days after I first did it. I had a very nice 10-minute show to upload, and I got the first 3 minutes, and the rest were blank when I got done recording, and I got frustrated, and so now it's been put off for a month. But anyway, back to the show. So I was like, this is really weird. I don't understand it. And part of the issue with like the 1.0 version is your watch, when it first boots up and it's not connected, it defaults to Linux Epic Time. So it was like, you know, whatever, February something, 1970, you know. So unless you could do the calculations in your head to do the differences between now and then, you didn't know what time it was. And it was a little odd, but fun. I'm trying to figure it. So I'm just messing around, and Gadget Bridge has this nice feature called like Find My Device. So if it's connected, you can hit it, and then it makes the device like alarm. And so I hit it, and it said found, but nothing like was going on. I was like, okay, well, it knows it's there. I'm like, but like nothing happened on my watch that I'm wearing. And I'm just like, I don't get it. And then all of a sudden, like I start hearing this, like, it's like a countdown timer in a show. There's this kind of like beep, beep, beep. And it was over by my girlfriend's desk. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, did the cats like get on her? Cause sometimes the cats will get on her computer, you know, walk across the keyboard or make a noise or something going on. There weren't any cats around, like thinking, well, maybe there's just somebody, she's got like a message app on or an alarm on. But I just, it like was really weird. So I start, like, I find, like, I got to figure out what that was, because it was kind of like, is something about to break on me, or, you know, something happening. So I go over around her desk, and I'm listening, trying to like move my ears left and right, trying to figure out where the sound is. Well, I finally realize, so this is also near the mantle of her fireplace, and that is where I put the development watch while I was messing around with the put together watch, and it's coming from that watch. And I look at it, and so when you hit the gadget find me, it had found the watch that I had actually connected to. And when I looked at at the version on that watch, the development watch, it was 1.8. So I had somehow, I guess it had powered up enough that watch also, and it was broadcasting, you know, like the Bluetooth, like I am here, I'm not paired, the message that Bluetooth does. And so the Infinity Time I had found was the development watch, and it paired with that and did the update beautifully. I just didn't realize which watch I was dealing with. So anyway, so that was cool to find out. But then I couldn't figure out like why I couldn't see. I was only ever seeing one Infinity Time. I wasn't seeing, I guess, the fully put together watch. And so I think it wasn't until like the next day I finally got on the website, and was looking through, I think I was searching, and I found a forum. I think it was on their forum, the Pine Time forum, for somebody mentioning that to get the watch to go into like Bluetooth discovery mode, it happens when you reset it. So there's a way to, if you hold the watch button, you can turn it off, but if you hold it in for like, I think it's 10 seconds, it basically reboots the watch. And when it reboots the watch, it resets, you know, resets everything, and it does in Bluetooth. So when I did that, then I saw the second Infinity Time pop up on my phone, and I was able to go into Gadget and connect it, and then update and play around. So I'm actually pretty impressed. I recently listened to Ken talking about, I guess it was the January community news, and talking about someone's dealings with Pine Time, his dealings with Pine Time devices, and it's kind of disappointed. I have to say, so far, this one has actually been very nice. So, you know, one data point doesn't make, you know, make up for all his other, you know, data points, but I have to say, at least with the Pine Time so far, I've been very happy with like the quality and how smoothly things have actually worked with it. The watch, you know, it's a basic black watch, but it looks nice enough. It looks like you know, like typical watches, you can probably switch the bands out. It it's paired with my phone now, and once it paired, the time actually synchronized. So that's how it would get anything, but I think between before Infinity Time 1.7, the watch would only get would you know synchronize its time with whatever device you're paired with, whether it was your computer or your phone. So once it paired with the phone, then the date and the time were fine. And then once I updated to 1.8, you can actually set the time. It will synchronize automatically, but you can set the time if you want to. So currently I'm running Infinity Time version 1.8.0 with a build date of January 7th, 2022. And the bootloader is 1.0.0. And so, like I said, so far it's been a nice experience. I've been wearing it for a couple weeks now. The step counter seems pretty close. Like I have a step counter on my phone and a step counter, on the watch, and I compare them. And I mean, sometimes I have my phone with me and sometimes I don't, but they seem close enough that the step counter seems pretty accurate. The heart rate thing, I'm not quite so sure about. Like it does weird. It's like hard to say. Sometimes it seems about right, and then it'll jump up to like 120 or 170 beats per minute. And I've just been sitting here, and I mean, I know sometimes my heart rate gets up there, but I don't think it's getting up there that hard just sitting watching the watch face. So that may need a little work. I think, partly it's like where you have it. I'm not quite sure of all the. I know it does something with the. It has like a green LED that flashes, and I guess it's based on the translucence of the skin and how it measures something, reflectance or something, when your heart is beating through. Anyway, I'm not quite sure exactly how that works, so I need to look on that. But that doesn't seem the most accurate. But everything else, I played their version of. It's called 2, which is their 2048 game. But overall, I've been very satisfied. You get notifications. You can control the music, start or pause music from it on your phone. I haven't downloaded any of the Linux software to connect with the watch. I think I was going to do that with the dev, but I haven't had a chance to do that. But overall, I'm very happy with it and look forward. I have actually looked around the website and I looked over the issues on the GitHub repo, and somebody had like said they're doing a lot of documentation stuff too. Somebody had submitted a PR for some document updates, and I reviewed a PR and made a there was a typo in somewhere that I made a suggestion for a fix, and that's been accepted. And it looks like that PR got merged in. So, so far it's been a pleasant experience. And I'm looking forward to doing some developments. I have some ideas on just some simple things to try and maybe try to get them included or at least run on my development watch. I've looked over the coding and stuff so far. But so I'm hoping to have some more episodes on the Pine Time in the future. Anyway, I think that's probably rambled on long enough for one episode. So thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.